about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like antibiotics have been able to treat back pain. In this latest study, half of people in the study with back pain were able to be treated with antibiotics just in time with Obamacare unfolding. So this could hopefully save a lot of money, maybe save some back surgeries. Is this study really worth its weight? So we'll definitely talk about that. Also, Parkinson's disease, we find that can, we've heard of cases where Parkinson's could actually be slowed down or possibly reduced in terms of risk by certain vegetables that you eat, like peppers and tomatoes and potatoes, etc. But smoking can also, and nicotine, can help prevent Parkinson's. We actually, a few years ago, talked about the health benefits of smoking. It's not the most ideal discussion for a board-certified family doc, but it's always kind of interesting. So we'll talk about some health benefits of smoking, including Parkinson's. This I like. I like this one. Apparently there is a survey of where the most rednecks are in our country. The cities that I guess carry the most amount of rednecks. You know, growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, I got a little bit of redneck in me. So I am pretty, pretty proud of this study. So don't go away. Obviously, we got a very busy show today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm also going to review some trucker lingo. Some of you have asked what I'm talking about when I say 10-100, all right? I know I'm not a trucker. Something that's on my bucket list, though. Definitely want to drive a big rig or a flatbed or a box van, anything I can drive. I just love trucks. All right, I've been learning the trucker lingo. So when I say 10-100, it means I got to go to the bathroom, pee. 10-200 is I think you got to take a poop. 10-300, a lot of the truckers don't use, but it's something us women like to use in terms of sanitary napkin changing. So we'll teach you just a little bit about some of the trucker lingo so you guys know what we're all talking about, even though I'm not allowed to call myself a trucker. Just because I had a little Isuzu love truck doesn't mean I get to call myself a trucker. I like to pretend, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So according to this latest study, they say Atlanta is the most redneck city in the United States. The capital of Georgia, they say, is a gun-toting, cowboy boot-wearing. You know what? I think that's cool. I've never thought of the term redneck as being derogatory. I think redneck is pretty, pretty cool. You know, and you know, now that you have shows like Duck Dynasty, you know, it makes you proud of any redneck roots that you got. All right. So let's see here. They say Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Nashville, and Tulsa follow Atlanta. This is from the site Movoto.com. They say rednecks are heavily concentrated around the southern states. And they say the folks you run into Walmart at 1 a.m. I'm always in Walmart, but it's not because of any redneck roots. It's because, you know, I like the sales and I don't like the lines. All right. They also say, let me see, how do they test this? What they did is, the study's author is Natalie Grigson, who comes from Austin, Texas. All right. She says, do not be insulted by this. Redneck is a very proud term by people who are rednecks or have some redneck in them. All right. So basically what they did is they looked at the number of cowboy boot stores per capita in each city, taxidermists, gun stores, how many NASCAR tracks were within 30 miles of the city, how many country and western radio stations were there, how many branches of Walmart. All right. Of course, Walmart is well known to have a lot of the redneck essentials like lawnmowers, guns, ammo. Bravo for Walmart. I don't know if you could pick up anything now. They're always sold out. And then the number of repair shops for riding lawnmowers or tractors per capita, she says, was essential for a city to be able to claim redneck status. She used yellowpages.com and U.S. Census data to compile a list ranking the 50 cities with the biggest populations from 1 to 50. She said, if your city's number ranks smaller than the number of cars in your yard, well, you just might be a redneck. So here we go. Top 10 cities for rednecks. Atlanta, Georgia, Kansas City, Missouri, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Nashville, Tennessee, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Fort Worth, Texas, Arlington, Texas, Sacramento, California, then Cleveland, Ohio, and Mesa, Arizona, number 10. Mesa, Arizona, came in 10. Sacramento, California. Sacramento, California is just too close to San Francisco. That's, wow, I see civil war coming along that line on the I-80. Wow, that's crazy. Sacramento, California. Now, mind you, you know, living in Reno and going to school in Reno, yeah, you got a nice fair amount of rednecks there. And, you know, we would make the trip to Northern California and, you know, go to San Francisco. There's a Ghirardelli chocolate factory in San Francisco, so you bet your butt I'm going to make the trip. I don't think there was a Ghirardelli store in Reno at the time. But, I mean, you know, Sacramento is, you know, the California's capital. That blows my mind. All right, so bravo if you made the list. I'm glad one of the Arizona cities made the list. I'm in Las Vegas right now. Don't we have a rodeo coming into town? Yeah, so it's gonna be pretty nice. Yeah, we got Mother's Day. Oh, I know, I forgot. We're gonna have to talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day's coming up. What are some inexpensive gifts to please the mother? All right. Yeah, you gotta keep Mama happy. All right. So when we come back, looks like darn, we're coming up on break. Okay, I need to quickly tutelage you in some trucker lingo. Of course, if any of my truckers are out there, please give us some tutelage as well, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Guys, Dr. Dolly is back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm also going to want to talk about the show, how as Obamacare is trying to set up the panels, right, the panels that Kathleen Sebelius wants to oversee. Sarah Palin alluded to them as the death panels. Apparently Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to appoint anybody to those panels. So it looks like we're getting a little bit of resistance, a little bit of cojones. Pretty admirable, I think. My only worry is if we don't appoint any Republicans, what are these panels going to be full of? So, but I see where they're going with that, so we'll talk about that. Also, a man was told he had terminal cancer, spends all his money, quits his job, just to find out, oh, we were wrong. So he sues, gets an award for that. So, very busy day. Let's move on. We're talking a little bit about rednecks, and some of us may like this. I think this is definitely cool. I posted this on Facebook. Apparently, there's a van that now converts to a camper van. Have you guys seen this? Looks like a minivan, but with a pop out that comes out the back. So when you look at this, it could actually, it's like on a track, and the outside of the van pops out to become a 26-foot camper. Yeah. I don't see a bathroom in there. I'd have a problem. And then the roof pops out also, so then you could technically stand within this trailer. I think it costs over $100,000, but it has the kitchen on the inside. It has the fridge. It has the sink. It has the seats. So basically, you could buy a van that turns into a camper. I mean, pretty cool stuff. Now, I know that's pretty expensive because a lot of us could get a camper for about 25, 30 grand. We could get a car, 25, 30 grand. We still may be, you know, but it's just, it's cool nonetheless because, big problem we have is you either have to get a motorhome, drive the motorhome around, you know, wherever you go. Like if you go to a new city, you got to drive that around. You don't have a car, you got to tow a car behind it. Or if you have a camper like us that's attached to our truck, you got to detach, you could drive your truck around. Well, this, you just, you know, roll in the pop out. Makes sense to me. So pretty cool stuff. All right. So, you know, when we throw out, you know, little trucker words, just really quickly, y'all need to kind of, tutored on some of these words. Okay. Many of you guys remember Smokey and the Bandit and Bear. Okay. Bear is a cop. Baby Bear would be a cop in training. Mama Bear would be a female cop. So somebody goes, there's a Mama Bear. That's, you know, female cops. This, for those of you guys who have CBs, I really think CBs need to make a comeback. Definitely, because now that you really can't text or use your phone, at least you're allowed to use a CB. You always have been able to use a CB, all right? When you go to the bathroom, 10-100 is to take a leak. 10-200 is take a poop. 10-300, y'all can figure that one out. From what I understand, women are called beavers, and if you're a working woman, a coin-operated beaver. Yeah. All right, and coin-operated. I love it. Let me see what else we got. Beaver patrol is when someone's on the hunt for women. If you hear a four-letter word in trucker lingo, my guess is that's because the trucker stop is closed, right? No place to pull over. All right, let me see what we got here. Chew and choke. Chew and choke is, I guess, a restaurant. Chicken scoop. A chicken coop is the weigh station, right? And if they say the chicken coop is clean, I guess it means the weigh station is closed. You guys learning all this? Yeah, some of you guys are new truckers. Okay, they say here Coke stop is a restroom. Right? Was it Pickle Park. Yeah, Pickle Park. Isn't that supposed to be a restroom? Not really sure what the pickle illusion is supposed to mean, but Pickle Park. Somebody complained they got cotton mouth. You know, I'm a doctor. If I'm listening to these truckers and somebody says cotton mouth, I'm worried about, you know, an anticholinergic that they've got on board or some sort of, drying mechanism that's happening because of a medication they're taking. It's not that. Cotton mouth just means they're a little thirsty. They talk about double nickel. They're talking about a 55 speed limit. They talk about the dime channel 10. Dome is Houston. All right. So if, you're like, gosh, I've been following this trucker the whole time. He's slow. When is he going to turn off? If you think he uses the term Houston, he's going to then make the turn off at Houston. All right. So many other words I could teach y'all, but, we're going to, have to move on to get to some medical news soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sometimes they will call female cops girly bear. All right. Thank you, Rob. Girly bear is sometimes female cop as opposed to mama bear. See, mama bear to me is kind of scary. See, girly bear makes it sound like you guys can handle the cop. Mama bear? Oh, you don't want to mess with the mommy bear. If they're trying, you know, if I'm kind of concerned about how my truckers are eating out there and I want to make sure that they're getting some good food, good healthy food, if you hear them say, nah, that place is a greasy spoon means not a good place to eat. Okay? Now, for me, that always perks my ears up because I'm like, wait a second, a greasy spoon? You know, that means it's too much grease. So, very important for me. Yeah, I listen in. I really care about my trackers. If there's a hack, that's a taxi. Heading for a hole. That doesn't have to do anything with going potty. It means you got an issue with your communications. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bobby calling from Georgia. Hey, Bobby, what's your 10-4?
How are we doing today?
Not too shabby. What's up?
Some of the ones you got, you're way off on me. Like the restaurant's called Choke and Puke.
That's not called a Choke and Puke, or it is?
It is called a Choke and Puke. You called it something. You didn't call it. You called it something different, not Choke and Puke. I drove a truck on the road for 18 years before I started doing my present new career.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what? That sounds like you're an expert to me. What's your new career?
Law enforcement.
Oh, you're in law enforcement? Wow.
I'm not a law enforcement. I'm a deputy sheriff.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you for what you do. Tell me, are we still allowed to call you guys the fuzz or pigs, or are there better terms for law enforcement now when we're driving fast, you know?
Yeah, that's just about anything you can think of we've been called.
Right. I call you guys heroes. I call you guys heroes, but, you know, sometimes when the kids are yelling, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's the fuzz. And, you know, that I don't know where that term originated. All right. Okay, so thank you. Thank you. It's a choke and puke. Okay. Thank you, Bobby. God bless you. Be safe out there. All right. If a restaurant is called a choke and puke, then maybe a toilet should be a clunk and blow or a plop and, yeah, that would be funny. You know, what's the nearby toilet called? a plop and, okay. But many of you guys know, like a bubblegum machine. I guess bubblegum machine is, if there's flashing lights on top of a car, could be a cop car, it could be an ambulance, it could be an EMT. Yeah, and then let's say somebody says, I got a Christmas card. You know, the wives may be like, oh, you got a Christmas card? That's cool. But for truckers, they know that means speeding ticket. All right, now, some of you guys driving into Chattanooga, you guys call it Choo-Choo Town. I love it. You know what? I could just spend all day with you guys. Choo-choo town. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Can I just get into any others? No, I want to move on. Okay, let me get rid of this minivan here that I'm looking at that looks like a man. I can't wait to go camping next. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I know many of you guys have some trucker lingo. That's okay. Yeah, don't worry. You can still come on and tell us what you got. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so Republicans are refusing to appoint members to the quote-unquote panels. I don't like to call them death panels. I don't think they're death panels per se, but I don't like them nonetheless. I don't really think we should have non-medical personnel, non-dentists, non-physical therapists, non-nurses, non-doctors, non-physician assistants on this panel. If we're talking about healthcare, we don't need legislatures, you know, telling us, okay, you know, what should a person have if they have a vaginal discharge, or what type of test should be run if somebody's having low back pain and blood in their semen. I think medical personnel should be on board. But from what we understand, Republican House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said they would keep working to keep opposition alive by doing everything they can to impede the board's implementation. I mean, good for them. I mean, they're the only people right now that could fight this for us. Now, keep in mind, we're already, whether the government has panels or not, we're already having changes in our health care and what insurance is going to cover and what insurance isn't. We're already starting to see that, where people are going to not get their pap smears or their PSA tests, or mammograms are going to be put off. So it's already happening. If the Republicans don't appoint anybody to these panels, will the Democrats just completely flood the panels, and could we be in more trouble? Let's talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
itself. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you visit our website to download the iPhone app or the Android app so you could listen to all 3 hours of The Dr. Dahlia Show that air every day, don't forget to sign into our guest book. Love to hear where you guys are listening from, how you guys listen, and why you even listen. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Kurt calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Kurt, buddy, how you doing?
How you doing, little darling?
Not too bad. What's up?
Yeah, I was just driving down the old super slab here. Thought I'd give you a little lessons on what trigger vocabulary is all about.
Please, I need some.
Well, like I said, we're driving down the highway. You're driving down the super slab.
Okay, super slab. Got it.
And the caller in there a little while ago said he was a deputy sheriff. We call them deputy dogs.
Oh, deputy dogs. Awesome. Yeah, didn't he sound cute, too? Man, I love sheriffs. But you see, you guys always follow the rules. You guys probably are some of the safest drivers out there because you have so many rules to follow. You can't go over a certain speed. You can't get a ticket or what y'all call a Christmas card. Am I right?
Yep, green stamp. We call them green stamps, too.
Oh, you call them green stamps. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. City cop, we call them city kitties. I won't tell you what the old tale used to be, and I can lay it for a female cop, so I'll just leave that alone right now.
Well, Kurt, thank you for calling in. We appreciate the lesson. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot of news to get to. Just really quickly, before we move on, with these panels that, from what we understand, the government is supposed to set up to implement healthcare. There's supposed to be 15 members. Three members are supposed to be chosen by the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate. So that would be three each. And then the remaining three are chosen by Obama and the executive branch. All the members of people set up to this quote-unquote health panel are supposed to be confirmed by the Senate. So as you can see, we will already have on these quote-unquote panels a very left-leaning panel. I hope they don't fall over. I hope the floor is carpeted. And I'm not very sure on if these panels get continually swapped out. So if the new administration comes in, I hope there's a means to switch out the panel, and it's not like the Supreme Court where they're there until they die. God forbid. So, so I understand what John Boehner's doing. I understand the move McConnell's doing and the Republican stand that they're taking. But I kind of think maybe we need to have some people there just to keep an eye on things. I understand if we're already going to be outnumbered on these panels, then, we're already screwed. Your job, whether they make these panels or not, to decide on how to make healthcare cheaper and what should be the quote-unquote standard of care, is you make sure it's you and your doctor making whatever decisions for you. And if insurance doesn't pay for it, don't let your doctor not recommend something just because insurance doesn't cover it. At least get the recommendations out. It'll be up to you to decide if you want to pay for the test or go for the treatment. Just like a car. A mechanic will tell you what he thinks you need. Maybe you'll get a second mechanic. All right, we don't have insurance a lot of times to fix cars, unless you have car insurance when you were in an accident. But for the most part, the mechanic tells you what you need, and then you decide if you want to get that done. And I implore all medical providers out there, whatever happens with Obamacare and our healthcare system and the recommendations that these task forces come up with, I implore you to use your heart and to use your training, right, and to use common sense when you treat your patients. And if you think your patients need to have a PSA more often, or a pap smear more often, or an EKG, which has already been suggested, that doesn't get done for a person who's low risk. Well, how do you know if they're low risk if you don't check their heart? All right? That doesn't mean you have to practice that way. We went to medical school. We got medical degrees. We got DO degrees. We got DC degrees. We got PA degrees, nurse practitioner degrees, PharmD degrees, massage therapy qualifications, all right? We are the ones that touch the patients. We're the ones that see the patients. We're not up wearing a suit in Washington making decisions so we could get reelected. Okay, I don't give a heart and due to what Obamacare tells us is good and bad for the patient. They're not doctors. I am. So please keep that in mind. You as patients, if you want something done and the doctor says no, ask why. And if it's anything related to Obamacare, tell them, okay, let's just put Obamacare aside. If Obamacare didn't exist, what advice would you have given me 4 years ago? And if they would have said, oh, I would have had the surgery, I'd take the tumor out. I wouldn't, let the prostate cancer sit and fester because Obamacare thinks you're going to die before the cancer hits you. Then great. Say thank you for your opinion. And sit your doctor down and say, I just want your opinion. I just want your opinion, okay? I'm not going to hold you to it. I promise you the insurance company isn't going to drop you. What I want from you is to know what you, in your training and your gut feeling, what should I be doing with this particular condition? And hopefully they give it to you straight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a Montana man was wrongly told he had terminal brain cancer. He quit his job, spent all his money because he was told he only had a few months to live, and from what we understand, the doctors were wrong. All right, you know, he technically celebrated his quote-unquote last birthday. He bought prearranged funeral service, even contemplated suicide. His son-in-law built a box for his ashes, right? And apparently a judge ruled against Fort Harrison Virginia Medical Center to pay nearly, excuse me, I got the hiccup, $60,000 to this gentleman. I'm surprised only $60,000. Where basically Judge Malloy decided to award $500 per day for the initial period of severe mental and emotional distress and $300 per day for the latter period until he received his new diagnosis. I guess he had a CAT scan, it showed some abnormalities. One neurologist thought it could be a stroke or a tumor. The radiologist said we need further testing, but because the doctor said he suspected brain cancer, he spent, you know, his last days, like they were his last days, and then he comes to find out, wasn't his last days, quit his job. I mean, how many of you would continue to work if, God forbid, you got that diagnosis? I'm a workaholic, so yes, I would probably still be working because I think working would keep me alive, but I wouldn't work as hard as I would. I mean, I'd probably still do the radio show, right? You know, because I could always, you know, it's nice to garner sympathy. I don't know how the ratings would be, God forbid, if that ever happened. But, you know, to do the show and the office and all the reports and doing the disability exams for the state, I would cut back. Absolutely. I probably wouldn't spend all my money because I got kids, you know, but if the kids were fine and had more money than I did, yeah, I'd be spending the money. I could see that happen to all of us. All right, speaking of money, we got Mother's Day coming up. Now, luckily, Mother's Day is nothing like Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is probably the worst holiday out there because most people really have to shell out the bucks. If you're white or your girlfriend wanted a ring or wanted jewelry, that's kind of the time to do it. And most of the time, you know, Valentine's Day, you never really paid off your Christmas credit card, so you're stuck. But Mother's Day, you're kind of in luck because mothers love you anyway. They're your mom. So you could get away with a cheaper gift, okay? Now, again, don't let a cheaper gift not show the love. Remember, they're moms, so you could really sop it up with honey, make it all sugary sweet, and they won't realize how much you spent. So don't go away. I'll give you guys some tips. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, the reason why I'm so upfront about, you know, costs of things and, you know, if things are a pain in the butt is because, you know, I come from a family where if something was going to take a heck of a lot of effort, it just didn't get done. You know, if somebody was getting married, nobody would take the trip. You know, if there was a family reunion, nobody wanted to be bothered with it. And seeing what, you know, was going on in our particular family, I don't think that was right. You know, so we have Mother's Day, we have these holidays, and, you know, I know many of us don't do much and we're not expected to do much. You know, like for Father's Day for my husband, I usually just get him a gift certificate to Bass Pro Shops. It's his favorite store. He could buy camouflage gear, buy ammo, whatever he wants. He's a happy boy. He loves me for it, and that's fine. But I kind of feel guilty because I really don't put a lot of thought into it. I mean, but then again, I mean, he's sitting there all excited for June, what is it, 16th, is it? Is June 16th? June 16th is my birthday, by the way. So if that's Father's Day, oh, man, we got to celebrate Father's Day instead of my birthday. Well, being in your 40s, you really don't, you know, care about your birthday anymore anyway. But, you know, so he's just sitting there, you know, writhing his hands in excitement, you know, for his Bass Pro Shop. So I guess that's good. But, you know, women are a little different. And, you know, just giving her a gift certificate to Macy's or Victoria's Secret. I mean, you know, she's your mom, for crying out loud. If your mom is 72 years old, what she's supposed to do with the Victoria's Secret gift certificate. So let's just quickly go through some quick ideas on what you could do for mom. Now, okay, remember, moms want to know that you still love them. Okay, now I know, so, like me, I don't have my father. If some of you don't have your mother, my condolences. It's so hard to not have a parent. All right, but if you're married or if you got a girlfriend who's a mom, it still rests on you. Don't expect your kids, you know, like my boys, they have no idea what Mother's Day is or who so it's supposed to honor. All right, so it's my husband that has to take most of the work. All right, when it comes to that. So, you know, if you don't spend a lot of time with wifey or mom or whatever, always taking her to her, you know, favorite place to eat. The problem is you don't want to take her to the same old place. You know, like we go to Denny's a lot, you know. I'm not ripping on Denny's, but you got to make it kind of special. And if you do, see if they could do like a special, you know, dessert or a special appetizer or maybe have like a little special flower bouquet for her. You just have to make it feel different. Okay, for me, I've already told you guys what I want for Mother's Day. I want my kids to leave me the hell alone and let me take a nap. If I could get a good 2-hour nap and go through all the sleep cycles and get some good REM, I'm a happy mama. Unfortunately, though, I can't. This weekend is my brother's graduation, so after my Saturday show, I gotta head to LA, cause he's graduating law school. Now, honestly, you have no idea. We really had to make this happen because, I mean, you know, we have no lawyers in the family. And Lord have mercy if I need a malpractice defense attorney. He doesn't want to do malpractice though. he'd have an automatic client, but oh well. So I'm not gonna get to sleep cause we'll have to drive back after graduation. But that's good. I'll see my truckers out there on the, I-15. But anyway, family portrait. You know, sometimes moms really dig being in a family portrait. And you could actually, if she is like, oh, no, my hair or my makeup, give her a day where she could go and do her makeup and her hair and look all pretty. Women like that stuff. It's cool. Okay, if she's into flowers, great. Most of my family members weren't into flowers because flowers die and it gets depressing. But the one person that likes flowers in my family is my mom. So we're going to don't tell her. We're going to quickly go to a truck stop or whatever and grab some flowers on the way down to the I-15 because she'll be down there too. Another thing you could do, according to about.com, is make customized stamps for mom. That's kind of cool. All right, give mom customized stamps like I love you, mom, and whatever your mom's name is. My mom's name is Kay, right? You know, you could do a picnic. A lot of our moms, you know, can't really get down too easily or getting them up with their knees. So you can maybe get one of those porta potty seats. Well, actually, I sit in those because then my knees don't have to bend. But that's kind of nice to do. But I got to tell you, one of the best gifts you could do that probably shows the most thought and is probably the cheapest but smartest thing to do is, and don't say this is girly, but you basically make your mom or your wife a basket. And the basket should have a whole bunch of goodies that you think should really like. So, like, for example, and this is something you could do Christmas time, birthday time. So let's say your mom or wife is really into cooking. Don't buy her a blender or an egg beater. Get her, like, a basket that has, you know, a cookbook on a favorite cuisine that she likes, not you like, okay? You know, make sure it's something that she likes. Make me a meatloaf, woman, all right? And then, of course, some real cool silverware and cutlery. Remember, if you give her any knives, she has to give you a penny back, right? Because you're not, yeah, that's just a superstition. All right, and then some treats and some fancy chocolates in there and a bow. Or you could do like a lovey-dovey spa one. You may have to, you know, have her daughter help you with this one. But, you know, of her favorite type of, you know, moisturizers and nail polishes and things like that. But these are things you're doing because there's all sorts of goodies in this basket and candy and maybe some pretty earrings and things like that. It's easy to do, and it's like multiple gifts. And that basket lasts a long time. Don't just go and buy a basket. So, that, you know, I hope that kind of helps. But just don't forget your mom or your wife. All right? Kind of pretty important stuff. Okay. Now, going on to medical news. A study has come out saying antibiotics can possibly cure chronic low back pain if low back pain is caused by a bacteria that could be treated by the antibiotics. And when I heard this, because I got to tell you, Z-Packs, we use Z-Packs for everything. We use Z-Packs for bronchitis, Z-Packs for headaches, Z-Packs for chlamydia. We use Z-Packs, so why not for back pain? I'd rub the pill on the back if I thought it would work. Researchers at the University of Southern Denmark conducted two studies. The Danish studies published in the European Spinal Journal found the presence of bacteria in 46% of patients who suffered from low back pain after a slipped or herniated disc. So they think the disc becomes herniated and then the bacteria can enter, cause an infection, causing bone swelling and persistent pain. I would think if you had an actual infection there, that could be some pretty dangerous stuff, especially if it got into later the cerebral spinal fluid and, you know, the epidural space and then going up to the brain and the meninges. But anyway, they gave 162 patients Augmentin, which is amoxicillin clavulanic acid. 80% of people given the antibiotics saw reduction in pain levels. Now, the reason why I don't find this that far off is when somebody comes in for antibiotics for a cold or something, you know, that I think is warranted, sinusitis, strep throat, they'll tell me their back pain went away when they were on the antibiotic. I've heard that. But I also think antibiotics have some anti-inflammatory aspect to it. Ask any woman who thought she had a bladder infection, took an antibiotic, the burning went away, but you never really had bacteria grow out. You know, sometimes these antibiotics cause some sort of, I think, anti-inflammatory effect as opposed to the bacteria theory. So that's just me. Mark my words, they're going to find more on this, and I think they're going to think that antibiotics have an anti-inflammatory property. That's my guess. Okay, we're going to be going on to the next hour. For those of you that only listen to 1 hour because the radio station cuts it off after an hour because they've had enough, we are on 3 hours. So go to your iPhone app, your Android app, find Dr. Dahlia Show, or go to our website at drdahlia.com, hit on demand. You'll be able to still continue listening for the next couple hours. We're going to be talking about how nicotine can prevent Parkinson's disease. We know smokers are less likely to get Parkinson's. Can they give us dietary nicotine? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.